Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful, where we are reviewing Married at First Sight Season 12, which is the trashiest season there is thus far.
It belongs on VH1.
It's just bad. Yeah. I'm Melissa.
Kevin Fredericks.
Angel.
Tank.
This is my favorite thing, that however I decide to lead, you guys go. If I say Miss Kev on stage, everyone does their stage. If go. I do both, you guys all do both. I said my name, which was a trick because I've never just done my name, and then you guys all did it.
Listen, it's you're the like host of the show. We follow your lead.
That's fantastic.
And then they respond with a voice note.
Oh, you have
you to. You send a voice note, then they'll respond with a voice note.
You have to respond with a voice note if you receive a voice note.
Yeah.
But also sometimes I don't respond with a voice note because sometimes I want to be like, okay.
Let Amar right. talk.
This is Amar. Say hello.
There you go.
He's on cue.
He's laughing about it. He thinks it's funny. He's just intrusive.
You think it's funny.
All right. So we're on episode, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But we're going to start with, we have to start with Paige and Chris. They deserve our attention first and foremost.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah. No, let's get there. Let's just get Paige and Chris out the way.
Okay.
And then we could do Haley
and them. They brought it too this episode.
Yeah, but you know who else brought it for me was Vincent and Brianna.
I said, we
got an episode, y'all.
I said, everybody, I don't know anybody going to make it this season, Lord.
Yeah, this is a lot. Okay, who wants to start with Paige and Chris?
I'm going to start with Paige and Chris.
Go ahead.
Can I start with
yes.
Go ahead.
At this point, we know where Chris is.
Yes.
Like, everybody knows what Chris is. I think unanimously, everybody's in agreement. He's got some work to do on himself.
That's to put it in lightly.
Yes. Yes.
I'm trying to get these deals.
Yes, you did good.
Trying to get these deals.
I got you.
I just lost Angela deal. I think they looked at my account like, we ain't giving her this contract.
Go ahead.
But with that said, if you drive a car to work every single day, Monday through Thursday, and it breaks down on you Monday through Thursday every single day, what makes you think it's going to get you there on Friday?
Come on.
That's how I feel about Paige.
With Chris, and Chris is the broke down car.
I don't even want to defend her on her decision. Like, it's annoying. It's frustrating. It's like, yeah, I'm at a loss for, like, it's so, I'm like, why? Why? Like, you can, like, we can only go so far with trashing somebody before we're like, hold on.
Now it's time to look at you.
You are a Rottweiler. You like to bite people. You are going to bite people. Anybody that knows you're going to bite, that gets bit by you, kind of deserves it.
Yeah.
Right. Not to say that she deserves to get treated bad. I'm not saying that, but that's the analogy.
Yes, it's the analogy.
Y'all yeah. understand, too. I wasn't watching the episode at this time. I was on Twitter. What comes on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
On Twitter at like 7 o'clock or whatever, 3 hours before it's even available in LA, people be tweeting about it. And I saw the tide turning on Paige, like, well, girl, at this point, he done played in your face every episode.
Yes.
And you just keep taking it. I mean, at some point, you got to look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, what she done did. I thought it was really interesting that after all this, he asked for the divorce. I was like,
he had to ask, though.
You let him ask for the divorce after he did all that?
That seemed like that was going to be the case anyways, because she had multiple times where she could have walked away. Do you agree, Amar? Multiple times that she could have walked away, and she didn't. So that was the only thing in this entire situation that I was just like, well, okay, Chris, finally. But then he does the toxic mixed signals that I just could not believe that he would have the audacity not to just do a clean break. And then looking at Paige and her being halfway, I know, yes, the whisper.
Let me tell you what I was pissed, Angel. His face. He said,
first of all, and it was so long.
Yes, that's exactly what he looked like.
What did he whisper in her ear?
It
was so long.
That's a lot of heat.
I was hoping that he was going to be like, this is what I was hoping he was going to say in her ear. I know that I'm a trash human being, and I really hope that you find the person that treats you like the queen that you are.
I honestly thought he was saying something like that. Like, I'm sorry I took you through all of this. Hope you find love.
I'm sorry, Angel, go ahead.
No, but the fact that it was, I'm afraid I'm going to fall in love with you. And that made her heart.
Don't tell me that.
She just melted.
I just was like,
don't tell me that.
Paige, baby girl.
Baby girl, what's your
I know page? There are people out here that will make women and dudes do some dumb things, like that they get you so much in your feelings, your nostrils are so wide open that mm-hmm. you find yourself doing things that if you look back on it, you'd be like, I was just dumb. I can't believe he is that person for her. Ah! That's what it is. That's the part. I don't want to sound hypocritical, like I wouldn't do stupid stuff for this one.
Yeah, but oh, you, Marcus but, have but your nose all up.
Y'all got y'all married, y'all got kids, y'all got history, y'all got that no, she's known him.
She was flying out before they was married. Yeah. All on her, all
hey,
on her
I'm gonna tell
card.
You what I threw on.
No,
the
I pay cash.
Shut
up.
It don't matter how far forward I scoot. Angel always like.
Sorry, I was a baby.
We need to shoot this in our podcast studio.
Yes, we should.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It would actually be a better.
Now that we're turning it into a podcast, anyway.
Yes, I sent in the artwork.
It's gonna be harder and harder to pay for this. The more stuff we don't shoot in here.
Don't worry.
Anyways, move on. Move on. Yes, move.
I got you.
The other, the one last thing that I wanted to say, or not last thing, we can continue talking about them, is that in addition to everything y'all said, the other thing that just burned me up inside is Paige saying that she felt the duty to have sex with him.
Oh my God.
That was, yeah.
So let me tell y'all what's interesting. Yeah. I watched 30 minutes of it by myself while I was working out the one time I did it last week. but then I didn't finish. And I rewatched it with Melissa. More than right? Me. We was in the bed 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Once she started down that path, Melissa was like,
I bet.
Girl. Like she wanted to stop her personally. But even Pastor Cal's face, although it was funny, I believe the experts knew. So when they, or even if they didn't know about him, they knew that he was
they're
pregnant.
They're getting the updates.
By that time. Yeah. But Pastor Cal said, she said, I'm pregnant. She's pregnant. He said,
listen, his jaw hit the floor.
Didn't he put his hand over his mouth? Yeah.
I made a whole jib because he was like.
Pastor Cal was shocked.
He was. But anyway, go ahead, babe.
I just think that that is how a lot of churchy Christian women are socialized, and that is a problem. And the primary problem is exactly what's happening with Paige and Chris, in that he is treating her wrong. She is not getting any of her intimate needs, physical needs, emotional needs, mental needs met at all, but still feels the obligation, the duty to have sex with this man after he treats her like doo-doo. Mm-hmm. 23 hours of the day, and then you're supposed to lay down and give your body to him.
And the thing is, he was, the way she described it, it was like a Costco sample.
Yes.
Let me get a little piece of the butt and see if you'll be pretty after that. No, you know, let's go to bed. And let me try doggy one style. Time. No, I'm still ugly. Panic attack. Yeah. Like, don't do that. Don't do my bae.
I would have been okay if her answer was,
when I wanted said, you to.
Yeah, like it felt good. So I was like, I'm getting something out of this.
I got my clit
off. I would have appreciated that, because then that is agency and control.
Right.
That's making a decision.
Yeah.
You know what? I needed this just as much as he did. So like that's what we did.
I did this for me.
Yes.
Every time I did it for me.
If it's out of duty, if it's out of obligation, it's because you believe this is what a wife should be doing. That's a problem, especially when your husband is Chris.
Yes.
Every day.
And so I wonder.
She said every day.
I know she said almost every day. But I do wonder if some of it was that she did enjoy it based off of her reaction to what Chris said.
Yeah.
Because I think all of us were expecting her to be like, boy, whatever.
Yeah. And she didn't. She did shut up.
She was just like. And then when they parted ways, that's when I thought I was going to rip my TV off of the wall.
I stood up.
When she was just like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to walk away. What?
No.
What?
Angel missed it. She wasn't looking up when he was driving off, how she stopped and turned around and watched him pull it off.
Oh.
She was literally like sitting there like a little lost puppy. Like.
I didn't know, even after everything that happened, I didn't know if they would go their separate ways.
I didn't
ways
either.
Right then.
I thought that he was going to follow her.
And yeah, why she
texted y'all?
Yeah.
We
Angel
like,
said,
oh,
they
still smashing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she lucky she came on her period. She told that.
Oh,
child.
She did. Because ain't nothing worse.
Oh, my
she
Lord.
Said, you know, the dad pushing for honeymoon, baby. You know, I was just like, oh.
You had just met all them people that day.
I know.
Why are you listening to them like that?
It's just hard. Like, I understand because I was
in
church.
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. That's it.
14 days.
It wasn't at that time where her dad was pushing for the honeymoon, baby.
No.
That was on day one.
Yeah,
that's
was on
true.
Day one.
Yeah.
I've been a church girl before where my scope of marriage, my scope of sex was all kind of shaped by whatever the church was saying. Mm-hmm. So I try to have some perspective from that and have some grace for that. But also there's a part of me that is kind of baffled because she is a grown woman and you feel as though she's, you would hope she had lived some life that she would know, like, you do deserve better than this. And there are, you do still have options even as a wife. You don't all of a sudden turn into a robot that someone can just place a program in you and you have to do whatever they say. So, I mean, this is still all Chris's fault and the expert's fault for putting Chris in here.
Do you hold Paige accountable for anything?
I hold Paige accountable for staying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at that point, she still, wasn't it early to try and give it a try, or you think he did too much?
She went through 3 years of marriage in 5 days.
She had an empire season.
Yeah, she went through a lot. And even Pastor Cal saying, this is a ride or die woman. Yeah. I actually, so one of the things that I said on the last episode was talking about toxic faith. And this girl came up with this definition. Her name is Danae. Sure. At Chosen Light on Twitter. It says, I lost most of myself and even some truly amazing people because I embraced a version of faith with trauma-colored glasses. Mm. Shout out to Miss Kev on stage for the toxic faith term. However, it was the definition for me. I embraced a version of faith with trauma-covered glasses. And I don't know Paige's history, and I'm not here to say that she has gone through trauma, but there is clearly something has happened in her life. Mm-hmm. Where she has decided that faith means being trampled on, being lied to, but being manipulated.
And God's gonna have something for me at the other
and
side.
That is faith is staying by this man. Yep. And I understand honoring your vows, and she's taking it serious, which you should do, you know. And I get all of that, but at some point, to the point of holding her accountable, you have to sit back and say, "Ain't no way in the world,
right?
Just ain't no way. This is the life God would have for me to do."
Right? Exactly.
Yeah,
go ahead.
In my opinion, it was. She shares like 50% of the blame.
50?
At this point.
Oh, okay.
At this point.
At this point, the situation's out of control.
Because she would still be in this marriage had he not asked for the divorce.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
And that's what hurts my
heart.
6 months.
Mine too. From the point they got married, he could probably take her through this every single week. And
as
she
long
ain't
as
going
you
nowhere.
It. I'm spiritually attracted to you at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, man.
Well, and that's the thing. He's a master at the way he talks, and it's literally sweet nothings. It's what he's able to tell her.
He literally whispers sweet
nothings. Yes, he literally whispers sweet nothings. And she just melts. And it's just like, girl, you deserve. And even when she said that, it was just, don't tell me that. Girl, you should be like, I don't want to hear nothing that comes out of your mouth. Right. You could essentially stop speaking words to me.
Ain't that the truth? And it also speaks volumes to what she equates to what a man of God is and how trash the people who probably have had that title in her life.
Yeah.
Possibly have been, because after a while of seeing the behavior, seeing how he treats people, I would eventually be like, what God do you know? Like, are you and him on speaking terms? Because your behavior is not matching up to this title that you want me to see you as and the title of that I wanted my husband to have. So like for her to, I don't recall her taking that title away from him, but you know,
her guy's
a man
name
of God.
Is Thomas.
Some dude named Thomas. Yeah. It ain't the God I know. So yeah, it's just I know that also the personality of ride or die, because I am type of a I feel like I have very distinct lines in the sand of where the die comes in and it's no longer a ride. but I'm very loyal to a fault. Mm-hmm. Like like there's a lot of stuff that I will be like, well, if we doing this together. But that takes years of you showing me your worth.
Absolutely.
Me going through.
Absolutely.
You can't, we're not on the dying side in the beginning. If so, then let me get off of this all the way.
You ain't even on the ride good yet. You already asked me for the die. Yeah. Like, hold on, man, we ain't even
got down the street yet. Right. Yeah.
We got to go around a couple times before I get to then die.
Car ain't warmed up. Yes, it's too cold outside to just jump in and take off.
Exactly. I was like, how you get there already? So yeah, I'm glad that I'm hoping the divorce is happening, but you saw they bringing them back.
That's what I don't understand. Why either. Would you be sitting up here talking to his? Go ahead.
Say it.
Sitting up here talking to his baby mom for what? What we got to talk about?
This
show is over.
Lifetime's being messy.
I'm sorry. Why would you be? But here's my thing though, Angel. If I'm her, I'm not doing this anymore.
Me
I'm Brett. I don't want to do this game no more. I'm going to go pet my cats. Leave me alone. I'm not coming to no more shoots.
How the baby mama make it on the show?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Salty.
I was like, where you come from?
Why is the baby mom here?
Yeah. Listen,
the only way I can see the
VH1.
No, the only reason why, only way I can see this being a thing where they agree to, if it is true that if they don't make it to decision day, there is money they have to pay. Mm. And if this was the like, okay, we understand he has a baby on the way and he wants to be with somebody else, so there's really no point in making you suffer through four more or six more weeks or however long of a marriage that we know is not going to work. But you all have to come back and we have to have a powwow in front of the cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's mic.
That
on.
I can see that, but I really hope the baby mom is in the picture. I don't need to sit up here.
Well, it's the only way that it would work because what she have to, honestly,
as view, as
what
viewership.
She got to say to either one of them.
As a business
but for
person,
the sake of
I
not being
it.
Charged.
Well, I think what she can say to Chris, but not while you're on camera for this show.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to, you know, y'all got to parent a baby that's, you know, 9 months from
they
later.
Probably offered her $5,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, they was like, this is going to get views. We're going to, look.
Oh, yeah.
Get some money.
Like, in order to get out of this, this is what we're going to do. Well, they probably didn't have any discussions. Like, y'all need to do this.
Yeah. Mm.
I hate this for her.
I do, too.
I really do. I hate this for her.
I don't wish this on nobody.
Yeah, this is, I'm sorry.
I wish it on some people I don't like.
Shut up. Anything else? I feel like we've exhausted.
I'm exhausting of this.
I'm exhausted.
But it was her on The Voice, the call.
It was her.
I didn't think about the other scenario until you said it last week. I was like,
I was like, that
didn't even cross my mind. Mm.
Yeah.
But that would have made sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was watching it, I was like, I'm so done with this whole.
Yeah.
This is that part of the movie. It's like, just end this story.
They did it just enough so the other couples got exciting too.
Yeah, they did.
Like, as soon as they calmed down, the other couple was like, I'll blow this up too, huh? Yeah. You want to see it? Yeah. I was like, ooh, what you talking?
Oh, the producers got on my nerves in that phone call too. You can see how they don't care. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, so is he going to show up? He ain't. What'd he say to you? Oh, man.
We can send your luggage.
Like, for real?
It's better than missing your flight.
It ain't?
Yeah. Yante said that like there was no more planes.
No, yeah. She's like, don't get it, girl. Don't get.
All right. Anything else on them?
Nah, man.
I'm exhausting of them. All right. Who y'all want to go to next, chat?
Oh, wait. One more thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We did not mention this. How you put her through hell and then you got to take a break and go to Chicago?
How did we miss this?
How you got to take a break?
That was a good comeback.
What are you talking about?
I was so mad.
She up in the apartment. He's like, ooh, I just got to clear town. I have put her through a lot. I got to take some time to myself. I put her through so much.
Yeah, it was tough dragging all that time.
She should have been the one taking the break.
Anyway, yes, Audacity is on. Buy one, get one free in the year of 2021. And Chris cleared the rack.
He did. Okay, 80s boy. And
you want to go straight to them?
Yes.
Okay, Haley and Jacob.
Okay, I just want to say this. That man, he blew the whole relationship up in the lobby of their house.
Yes, he did.
He didn't even put the suitcases away. Well, we're not going to be staying here, obviously. Whoa. He was so pissed.
He's done.
Well, obviously, you went down and had girls' night, Little White Lie. So apparently, you have a boyfriend. She was like, "Wait, what?
The leap?
He jumped, Superman bound.
Nah, he took a couple steps back and sprinted toward the line and leaped over.
Marcus, classic example of wasting a. He had a great opportunity to be mad at her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Legitimate reasons.
Yeah.
And then he added stuff that she didn't do and went so far that now she has the right to be mad at you.
Yes.
Because like, what? Stick with the main thing. Her thing was egregious.
Yeah, the situation of him walking down, leaving, like lying.
That's
like,
enough.
That's enough. You can feel my for that for months.
Yes.
Man. You could have run like, that place.
And you probably robbed three people on the way over here and shot somebody. You break in cars too? You kill puppies. I don't like you. Like, hold on.
Like, I've been single for 7 years. He was like, really? Oh, well, in my past, a person cheated on me, and I thought that was my girlfriend.
He said, well, I thought I was in a relationship, but I was the other person.
Melissa said,
all of
that happened multiple times.
Plural.
Yeah.
This is the fourth time I've been the cheatee.
Yeah, he was
I've
like,
gotta be more clear.
He was like, and each time all of my friend had to calm me down and comfort me.
I'm gonna tell you, I told Liz, this is what I think his problem is. He's a computer engineer, I believe, or something.
Something like that.
he is assessing the situation too much.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He sees this thing and he's playing the tape forward. He's like, well, that's it. We're not going to make it.
The thing is, I don't think he's wrong. They're not going to make it.
I don't think it's wrong, but I think he's adding it to it.
Oh,
now.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, I understand what
because
you're saying.
Because he's like, he is smothering her. Yes. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And
I'm not saying she's right for her things, but I'd be like, all right, 80s boy.
Yeah. And I think, I just think they're in different worlds.
Yeah.
I think the age difference.
She was born in, he's in the 80s. Josh was
the
born.
The 80s.
He never
thing
left the
80s. I feel like it's what weird, the experts should 80s. Have done is match his quirkiness the way that they did with Amelia and Bennett.
Yeah. Very Bennett. Much so, Melissa. Yes. That's a good one.
I think that, his quirkiness is, it's off-putting, it's unattractive, and she was born in the 90s. Like, it's not even like, oh, I love the 80s too, and like, that's kind of cute. It's just like, I don't even know what you're talking
about. So
this
weird
is weird.
He was like, I got a member's only jacket, and she was like, what's that? He was
exactly.
Like, right.
A thing for her.
Yeah, it's not nostalgia for her at all.
It's not. It's just corniness.
Yeah, but it's like he has a true obsession.
It is weird.
Yeah,
it's to the point to where it's like it could be like diagnosed.
Like, I like 90s R&B. We all
love
do.
It.
But we don't, y'all don't dress like Escape, and we don't dress like Jodeci. We just listen to the music when we're
I would dress like Escape.
You would not.
I would.
I actually could see it.
Kev
is right, but I see it.
He said, do you like neon? She was like, no. I love neon. Nobody likes neon.
It's weird.
Things are just neon. Nobody goes out of their way to pick neon.
Is these your shorts? These are 80s.
Like, oh, dude. It was weird.
Hold up. The Karen dress.
Oh, that
somebody right explain there. It to me. Was he being for real or was he making a joke?
Both.
I didn't know a Karen had an attire.
It wasn't out. It was definitely a uniform though.
Yes. It was.
When he said it, I was like,
when
oh,
he said
I
it, I was
see.
Like,
oh,
it
I
was.
See it.
It was a joke, but it was also him being like truthful. Like, this looks like a Karen dress.
It just kind of shocked me that he knew what
that
Karen was.
That's what I
did. No,
it didn't shock me that he knew what Karen was. In fact, like, I was like, I don't know why people be using that term, though.
That's true,
like,
too. That's...
Especially him. It just was like, hold on. What are you? Are you being funny? Are you being serious? Like, what's happening here? How do you know this term? I was so confused.
He's like, I'm in Atlanta. We got a lot of Karens.
He,
I know
clearly.
I know what's up. Karen I County. Really feel like if they could have found somebody that liked him, they would make it.
Yeah.
Because he does seem as though he does want to be in a successful relationship.
Yes.
However, that is not going to happen, I don't believe, between both of them. Even though, like, she is not into him as she is, she's coming off a lot more polite and willing to, like, talk through things.
Yeah.
She's extremely reserved. Like,
she is very reserved. But, like, it's like, even though she legitimately said if there was even a glimmer of hope that we were going to make it, you threw that out the window.
Listen, I don't think they're going to recover either.
I don't. But I'm so shocked at still how, like, her composure is. So she was, like, really open to having the conversation with Pastor Cal, where I feel like a lot of the other people would have been done shut down and been like, I'm not here. But she's willing to explain
herself.
Oh, he tripped hard.
And then he was wearing cowboy boots, and I was just like, bruh. That man said his house was modern, rustic, and neon. I said, man, what
that,
you,
don't
man. That don't go.
Sense.
That just don't sound.
To have some,
that just
I
don't sound.
Yeah, he, like you said, is quirky. He, like, presents these things, and it's just like, do you see that? You like it? Check this out. You're not into it? Well, I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. It's
never
a little annoying. It becomes
it literally
annoying.
Never worked. It hasn't worked in their whole marriage.
Oh, you don't like it? I'm sorry. Here's another.
Right.
Gauge the room, buckle.
Like, oh, you don't like neon? Well, you're going to love the bedroom. Like,
right. It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I told the experts not to poop with nobody who is high strung.
She said,
mom strong? He said, yeah, you got high
anxiety.
But
the way he said it was like, you didn't know that?
Right.
This is very a matter of fact. I'm not insulting you. This is a matter of fact.
The way
you
he got in that
strung.
Bed list, he was like, well, in the bedroom, so I guess I am really married. When he was going through his closet, she was like, man, you really are mentally in the 80s.
I think, unfortunately,
she was turned off.
Yes. Yeah. I think, unfortunately, the experts, they were a bad match to begin with because their personalities, their lifestyle, their likes, everything. There's no like, oh, I can learn from you, you can learn from me. It's like we are on two completely different planets and there's no need to like cross pollinate.
And she gave him the draws immediately got in her head, mm-hmm. and they haven't been the same since. And getting the draws made him think they were closer than they were,
yeah.
and he felt rejected emotionally and pushed away.
I mean, he's, those are lied, honest. Those are good feelings. I mean, not good feelings.
Because probably because
fair, and also, fair oh, go feelings. Ahead. Fair well, feelings.
I was about to say, probably because when he climaxed, he was like, dude. She was like, what is happening?
Let's do it again.
She was like, if this is going to happen each time, I can't do this.
Oh, that's
oh my god.
That's hilarious.
I thought he was about to do the Mario Brothers theme music.
Now that has a more of like a 90s feel.
Yeah, Mario, the first game was 80s.
That was 89, 88? Yeah. Oh, you
but
don't know.
No,
get
that
out
was
here.
Classic 80s.
Yeah, like you can't, it doesn't even cross over. Yeah. But yeah, no, if that sex, I feel like, was the kryptonite. She was like, oh, so what am I staying
See,
here
See, sex
for?
Has changed since the 80s.
Oh,
a
yeah.
A lot of different things out there.
Yeah.
No, hopefully they didn't play music.
Listen, no. they're definitely not going to make it. I think everything about
We're
them.
They're not going to make it.
There you go.
No,
I'm not coming up. I think before I thought they were. They're not.
They're not coming in high.
No, I
definitely thought they were making it when we first started.
I think I did
they
too.
They were so boring that was just like, oh, yeah. Listen, y'all could just. Yeah, sit
well, I thought
and
he would just
together.
Appease her in every way, and then she'd be like, cool, but.
He's
no.
too quirky.
He blew it up.
And he blew up.
Yeah they. His feelings was hurt, but.
He had his cut off shirt.
Like Angel said, he's definitely in it for. He definitely wants to be in a successful relationship with. I'm not sure that she is.
No.
No.
And their age gap. Is so she's, much bless you.
She's in her 20s?
Yeah.
She's 28, I believe.
Oh, she looks like she's, never mind.
I think there's, what, an 8 year?
Is, yeah.
Something like
but
that?
It's mm-hmm. so, it's heightened by his love with the
80s. Yeah.
It's like, I don't, you know, you can have an 8 year age gap and still be cool.
Yeah.
She's mature enough to be Vodka's mother.
Yes. Vodka's mother.
That's what everybody keeps calling that woman.
Yeah, Vodka's Vodka. Instead of Virginia.
But anyway, yeah, she's probably mature enough to be her. They're the same age, but they don't act.
No.
Are they really?
I think they're within 2 years.
Like, yeah.
I think she's 26. 28, 26.
Oh, wow, 26. Yeah, you can't.
But you, Vodka thinks she is still on campus in a sorority.
Yes. On campus?
Yeah.
She's just in high school drinking.
Yeah. What do you think? Parents ain't on out of campus. Town.
Yeah.
She's got a kegger going over at Kyle Rogers' house.
Okay, anything else on them? Let's go straight to this.
Let's go straight to Boston.
Okay, Eric and Virginia.
Okay, I know I jump in first a lot of times.
Go for it.
Let me tell you what I would have
really
a problem
don't. With. You did like two episodes. I don't know what people
I try
are
to be quiet.
Go
ahead.
But I also don't read the comments because I don't want people to disagree with me on anything.
You're right, Kev.
When this girl said, I sleep at my guy friend's house 2 or 3 times a week. And Pastor Cal said, yeah, when you were single, she was like, so I can't do that no more? Like, she looked like...
She was confused.
Anything, things have to change now that I'm married? Like, I know she thought... It looked like she thought Pastor Cal was going to side with her. And he was like, first of all, I would be tripping. She don't see no... She don't see what marriage is. She just wanted to be married, but didn't want to do any of the things married people do.
But that just strengthens Eric's point.
It really does.
Like, really? That often?
Yeah.
I can see, all right, I got drunk one time, had to sleep on the couch, couldn't drive home. Oh, yeah, just passed out over there, blah, blah. But 2-3 times, like, this is a regular?
A week? Who drinks that much to pass out
she
weekly?
Does
I gotta
like y'all
one.
Said, she drinks every day. She gets drunk Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's what she
said. I said that last episode. It's,
she said that?
That she drinks heavily
she said
on the
she
weekend?
Drinks Thursday, Friday. Did she say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
She said Friday. Yeah, she might have said Thursday, too. It was enough days that you were just like, well, lady, is that your profession?
Yeah,
that's a part-time
no,
job.
That's a part,
no, she drinks every day. She only gets drunk Thursday.
First of all, the drunk is most people is Friday and Saturday when you don't have to get up. Thursday, you got to work on Friday, and Sunday, you got to work on Monday.
My goal is to get drunk on Friday, and I never do.
Right.
Because
I'm always too tired. I'm like,
when I drink too much, I automatically start thinking, oh, I got this to do.
Yeah,
I got to
get up in the morning. Yeah.
I can't have a hangover. I got to be on set. I got to pick my son. You know, it's also just the whole thing. I'm going to get in the bed now while I'm ahead.
Go get the bed. She said, it's like I'm sleeping at my best gay guy friend's. Pastor Cal said, but are they gay? She was like, I mean...
No.
No. Anyways, I while I don't like Eric or Virginia, nor do I completely agree with Eric. I do agree with him on the fact that the way she is viewing this relationship does model more of two people who are just talking and dating. Not to say that they can't define their marriage in those terms if they want to. Obviously, Eric does not. I do not like that he feels as though he is the expert on marriage when he only has a failed one under his belt.
I just be like, oh, just take it easy.
Right. It comes comes across parentified.
Yes, very much so.
Say that. And also a little controlling.
Yeah.
When he was talking about asking permission, texting like, hey, I may, you know, if that's the nature of your relationship, I don't think that that is that bad. But like, can I go outside to play with my friends?
Yeah, it was coming across weird.
That's not okay.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy. It's and I truly feel like he thinks his one failed marriage gave him a PhD on how a marriage is supposed to go. And it's like, sir, you recall, you failed at it the first time.
You know, I've lived with someone. I know she hasn't.
Right.
So she doesn't understand. Like, he's did that in like three or four different ways.
Yes. Do you think he's doing that because of how immature she comes off? He feels like he's at the pinnacle.
And the age gap.
Versus if it was somebody like the last couple, what's her name?
Haley.
Haley. If it was somebody like Haley, he'd approach it more reasonable.
Well, she be acting like the stuff he be saying is foreign. Like, she act like it'd be weird for someone to be weird about her spending the night at another man's house while
or
they're
even
married.
Like, hey, I'm here safe. Even that, she thought, like, why would I let you know?
And that's the thing about her. Go ahead, Angel.
Oh, no, you can finish
the thing about her. That's the stuff that he does wrong, she doesn't call on. Like, the permission thing is a weird thing. Yeah. I'm married. Melissa would be like, I'm going to Danny's house for the day. Cool. I can't think of a time she's ever said, can I? Now, what we will say is, hey, it'll be more like, well, you know, what do you got going? You know,
is it cool
Danny
with
said,
you?
Can we come over? Or can I pull up to Angel's house? You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's more a discussion. That's and collaboration.
Like, I don't think Melissa's ever felt like if I said no, she can't go.
Right.
And he be seeming like she needs to ask me so I can either say yes or no. Mm-hmm. And she just feels like she can go. That's weird. But then she'll follow up with, I should be able to spend the night at their house three times a week.
Right.
I think what I was going to say is that I think he thinks their differences is all based on maturity level. Some of this is just her personality.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Agreed.
And that's the part that is irritating me about him is that he thinks, oh, because he's mature, I had more life experience, his point of view is the correct one. For a certain person, it is.
Yeah.
This is not all about Virginia being 24. Virginia is probably going to be the 40-year-old woman that's still out here.
She's soccer mom, wine drunk.
Like, what? You know, I don't think it has to do with the fact, completely with the fact that she's young. Because the fact of the matter is, I wasn't drinking like that when I was young. So it's not all about immaturity. And unless he's willing to accept her for who she is as a person, regardless of her age and regardless of the fact that, yes, she will mature in some ways, he's going to keep acting like he's parenting her, and she's going to keep resisting.
This
is personality. This ain't nothing about his age.
Correct.
This is all the personality.
And you know, it's crazy that you mentioned that, speaking about Amar. Mm-hmm. Like, Joe and Isaiah, their personalities were way developed when they were young.
Yeah.
About Amar's age, Joe, you're going to be pissed off a lot. I see that now very clearly. You're going to spend a lot of your time pissed off and not wanting to be bothered. And he is like that.
Yes.
Isaiah was a super chill baby. He's a super chill kid.
Yeah.
This girl is ready to freaking turn up.
24/7.
24/7. Yeah. And the vacation, when she got home, like, he like, bro, I don't, you know, she was like, it's almost perfect for her, though.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be gone 3 days a week. You can turn up and do
no
all
matter
this
where
stuff.
She sleep at.
Sleep at your dude's house, you know what I'm saying? Do all that. But she's like, I want total autonomy, and I shouldn't have to answer you for anything. I shouldn't have to ask you, shouldn't have to tell you where I'm going, shouldn't have to check in at all. I come and go when I please. And that's when he's like, okay, then why are you married? She wanted to be on Talking at First Sight.
They walked in. They still had luggage in their hands. She opened up the cabinet and was like, you need more wine glasses.
Weird now.
She needs to be diagnosed. She's running right into that narrative. I'm like, can you not feel the narrative they're going to cut for you?
Drunkard.
Yes, yeah. Drunkard. You got
that. Was my very first time in my entire life hearing drunkard.
I've only read it in the Bible. I've never heard somebody say that.
Yeah. That's what made me laugh when he said it. So I was like, yeah, okay, pull it back with the shades. Yeah.
I'm going to give you some biblical shades.
That's exactly what it was.
Your Leviathan. Tenderide. I know what Tenderide is. I ain't heard of drunkard. I don't be in my Bible.
What's
like
Tenderide?
I ain't never heard of it. I was just
Tenderide, ugly?
Tender. Oh, ugly?
Oh, yeah. Marcus told us this. Yeah. It makes your eyes tender.
Oh. I was like, Tenderite, is that mean you need glasses?
Nah. You might. Yeah. Dark ones.
Yeah.
Person. Yeah, I think they're in trouble.
I just think that they both have work to do. Eric got to loosen up and realize he married a wild child, a Tasmanian devil. And Virginia needs to be more realistic and realize that this version of a marriage that she wants, she should have then handpicked her person. It needed to be somebody that was very like
her guy friend.
One of her guy friends, yeah.
That would be like, it's fine. This I understand.
You just want to keep on the life you're living, then marry somebody in that circle.
Yeah.
I mean, Omar, you can't drink that, baby. You a little man.
Listen, he got down, so I want this.
Yes.
I agree with everything everyone's been saying. I think that I agree, so I won't say more. Anything else on them?
Nah, we good.
Okay, we did. Oh, Brianna and Vincent.
Oh,
yeah, let's go to them because that was the other couple I really wanted to talk about.
Man.
I really was trying to be understanding for Vincent last week, and even on the Love Hour podcast, we were talking about like being clear about what you say and like all of those things, whatever. And then this episode happened. And I think that maybe there are some underlying either insecurities, traumas, or a narrative that Vincent tells himself, about either being his intelligence level, about what masculinity means. Maybe he's been emasculated in previous relationships, so that's a very sensitive topic. Whatever it is, and it informs how he responds and acts with Brianna.
Yes.
And unfortunately, because of her personality type, some of it may be real and some of it is just him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's the most succinct and perfect way to put it. I end up watching that scene twice. And the second time I watched, like, maybe I missed something. Maybe she was like throwing a dig and I didn't see it. I think she was just being playful and he was like, little Vinny's stupid, huh? You think I'm a stupid boy? I'm smart. I'm big.
Yeah.
Right. Don't talk to me like that. You're disrespecting me. I was like, bro, she didn't. All she said was, oh, Vincent. And he was like,
that was very Vinny of you.
How Vinny of you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, bruh. Unless they've been doing, she's been doing that a lot off camera.
Right.
And we haven't seen it. It seemed a little over. It seemed like a big overreaction.
I completely agree. I won't say that he's not allowed to be feel some type of way about it if he felt like, you know, it was a belittling statement. But the part that really irked my nerves where he went from champagne Vinny to wine cooler Vinny was when she asked, because that's the thing, Marcus knows, that's the thing that'll piss me off. If she asked, I feel a shift, what is it? And he's like, he says what is upsetting him, but doesn't point out specifically the behavior that she did.
Yeah.
It's just like, you all don't know each other, so don't make her guess.
Yeah. Right.
Do not do that. Right. Like, she is telling you she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. So if you want the situation to be better, then point it out to her.
Use your words.
More than any relationship that, you know, is on normal circumstances, y'all are literally married and learning at the same time.
Yeah.
You gotta be very clear about, because she was like, whatever I did, if I did something, it was not my intention. And he's like, well, that's how I feel. Like, and I'm not, like, I feel like she used great tactics.
She really did.
And I'm not trying to belittle that. I'm just trying to let you know that's what wasn't what I was trying to convey. And if you can tell me what it was that made you feel that way, I can make the adjustment. But he was so busy being like, hurt by it that he really couldn't communicate clearly.
No, he wasn't. I don't know if that he couldn't communicate clearly, but he wasn't. She gave him every avenue to put it out there, and he just, because I told Angel, I said, why don't he just come out and say it?
Just
say exactly what it is, because he knew what it is.
He knew
just
what
didn't
want
to say it.
We all knew it was obvious.
Yeah, you saw, literally, you could see the shift.
Yeah, but Angel brought up a good point, and I never even thought about it. It's like,
I did tell him that. Go ahead.
Well, you go ahead and say it.
I was like, that is something that women who are extremely intelligent, and you know that, like, she's an engineer, so she's like an intellectual person. We have to be very careful at how we joke with, especially somebody that we're attracted to, especially if they're not in the same field. It is easy for something that we say that could seem joking, like, you know, how many of you to sound like a put down of their intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I only say this because, like, when I was in high school and in college, I was in a lot of advanced classes, and there were never any other black boys in those classes with me. It would only be white folk and other black girls. So there was already a perception of me being a little bit of a know-it-all because I was very scholarly. And that was something that I realized. I can't make jokes about a dude's intelligence without it feeling as though I'm trying to slide in some truth.
Yeah. I remember when I worked at All Deaf.
That was good.
That was fantastic, Angel. They used to say, Kev, you can't make jokes about firing people because you can actually fire people. Mm-hmm. It's not funny when the person who can actually let you get fired be like, you shouldn't get fired. It's funny if I say it to you, and neither of us has that power. But when you can really do it, you're like, hold on. Am I though? Like, I mean, no, really, am I getting written up? And I think I totally agree with what you're saying. I didn't connect it to the intelligence part. But I think the other thing about her and him, I want to say it's some off-camera stuff. It's the accumulation of her bossiness, checking in on him, all that stuff. To where now when you don't even do something that would make most people upset, little things are set you off. And you're just like, I'm done. I'm leaving. And he literally left the apartment, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. The other thing, though, is that you knew that it was surprising to Brianna because when they went in the closet or in the room, bathroom, wherever, she was like, Vincent, what's wrong? Like, I can feel the shift. He was like, I want to talk, or you're just getting on my nerves. Whatever his response was, she was like, are you serious? You could tell that she was surprised that it was her. Mm-hmm. Like, you could tell she thought it had to have been, did the cameraman do something? Was it something that happened and I didn't see it? Yes, please tell me so I can be mad at them with you too. Right. And then it was like, it's you. Wait, what? You could tell that she was completely surprised. While I do agree that maybe there is some, and obviously we don't see their whole life on the show, there probably is some off-camera stuff. I think the other thing that's very telling for Vincent when you go back to his storyline is him talking about his ex-girlfriend, fiance, whoever it was before, didn't support him, didn't believe in him, all of those things too. If he feels any semblance of that, it's going to trigger those emotions. And his immediate response was when she said, that's very Vinny of you, he said, what does that mean? Is Vinny stupid?
Yeah. That she was like, what? What?
Yeah.
What you just brought up that I meant to say when we were talking about Haley and Jacob. He was talking about your action remind me of stuff in my past, and it just like pulls that stuff forward so vividly. Mm-hmm. People are like, hey, this sounds familiar. Yep. I didn't like that then. It's making me feel like that now. So it's not necessarily the person in front of you's fault as much as it is. I mean, I guess it is their part fault, but it's also the previous stuff that's happening, and that's what Jacob was going through, and that's what Vinny's going through. Because you could not have been that mad about that comment unless that has happened to you before.
Right.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Tank.
Come on.
I bet you if Greg was here, you'd remember.
Probably.
I didn't start this.
You jumped in it.
I jumped in it because Keon was like, make a video. It was really because Greg, it wasn't at you, Marcus. I want to apologize. Greg, I don't put me on the single. Greg, I don't care about you. Everything about that video directed towards you, I admit. Marcus, you were a casualty of war. Greg came at me and was like, sometimes Marcus feels like my brother-in-law. I was like, I didn't even do anything.
I wasn't even there when this was said.
Yeah, but y'all be smiling and plug it in, Goose. And I don't know which is the red is the green for power. It's actually
which
backwards to me.
Which is the red is the green?
Red
you
means go.
You can't remember the Vinny thing you gonna say?
Where you get that baby wipe from, baby?
I don't remember. Maybe it has something to do with his age.
What is their age difference?
Their age is...
I think it's only 2 years apart. I don't know his age.
I'm not saying the difference. I'm saying his maturation.
Yeah.
Yeah, his maturation versus as we all know, women mature a lot earlier than men,
and especially computer engineer and, women.
Yeah.
And he, if they're, I think they're late 20s, not even in their 30s.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that's right.
And it's him dealing, like, possibly dealing with situations from the past, and it's a whole thing, and not the situation that he's dealing with her. But like you said, you know, previously it's seeing that as a blaming the history on that particular situation.
Yeah.
That was a struggle. And the other had a nosebleed.
You got it.
I was like, huh, what am I trying to
say? No. I think the other thing is that a lot of people, you guys have to watch Joshua do the single cam, realize I was talking, and literally just hit a button and not lift up from his phone. He literally heard me talk and said, voomp. So I waited for it to change.
It's amazing what he's able to do, but still can't get me a mic that stays up.
Oh, hello?
You don't pick on Mr. Gonzalez. Could do it.
Marcus came in hot flames today. Everybody's getting it.
My feelings was hurt.
is that emotional IQ is not something everyone has.
Yeah.
And so he may not really have the language to say, like, so this is trauma. And like, this is what I'm feeling. And I'm interpreting this as disrespect because of this. Or my mama said this. Or my ex-girlfriend said this. Yeah. Or I was in remedial classes growing up. And so I feel dumb.
And no, like, but that's probably what it is, though, for real.
Yeah. No, I'm not being like shady. I'm saying like those things really end up like coloring the way you see the world.
And that be the, oh, go ahead.
No, the emotional IQ thing is like, that's why a lot of people praised Miles in the previous season, because he's emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
Most men aren't.
Right.
A lot of times with Melissa, I be feeling like, man, I cannot convey my feelings as clearly and concisely as she can. So I be feeling like I don't want to say anything, because you be like flowing and expressing your feelings, and I be like, I sad boy, because you make me sad boy.
I feel the same way. This is what happens. This is what happens between me and Angel. She will start pulling out, all right, what is it? Is it this, and this? Is like, I don't know. And I don't feel like talking about it right now. Give me time to think about this stuff. And they are ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, they are full out ready. Got the pads on. Let's get on the field and figure this out. I'm like, no, I'm still in the showers.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sad boy, okay?
And it took at least 10 years in our marriage for me to be able to more accurately guess what he might be upset about with him without him having to specifically tell me. So I know she can't do it after a week.
But not on Friday.
And I still be sometimes wrong. Same. At 13 years, I'll be like, it wasn't.
Way off.
Did I say?
It'd be 3 weeks later. This is what pissed me off.
And I'll be like, oh, I completely missed it. I missed it. My bad. You're right. I was wrong. I know you don't like when I do that.
And I walk away like, I walk away like, yeah.
Told her. I mean, when Melissa be mad at me, I'd be like, it could be one of 7,000 things. Now, I noticed something happened here, but I did four things in this minute, so I'm going to just go take a shower. Whenever she's ready, she'll tell me.
Now, Angel will say it right then and there, and I was like, I don't even know how to respond to that right now.
Right.
I can apologize, and I don't mean it, but
you got
the fact that
cheese.
You went that deep into feelings, like, my depth don't go that far.
Right.
Or it does. I just can't reach it.
Yeah.
Right. That's all right. I'm teaching you how to swim. You're going to get down there.
Yes. That was good. That was good wifey.
That was good wifey.
That was good wifey.
Hey, I started that.
You did? You started what?
Good wifey.
It was an alley-oop, but she dunked it. Is that alley-oop?
Get off me.
Okay, good. Anything else on them? Oh, I think, oh no, Claire and Brian. Okay, anything else on them?
Hold on.
I really feel as though it's a shame, but I know they'll work through it because, you know, with their session with Dr. Kyle, he, you know, expressed how much she meant to him and like her being with him and comforting him when his grandmother was sick and just like really expressing like something beautiful to her. And then for him to sully it with not being able to communicate well, I'm just like, oh, Vincent, come on. But I think they'll work through it. It's just
I mean, it's been all peaches, cream, sunshine, and flowers up until this point.
They had one little bump. But
when she was trying to get him ready faster.
But it was evolved around the same thing. It's like that whole bossy thing, you know?
Yeah, I think also one thing that I'm trying to to be sensitive to or see, when you've been single enough to where you go on Married at First Sight, you've got some stuff, and this is going to go into Clara and Ryan, you got a way of doing stuff that is like, I just do things this way. Mm-hmm. I haven't had to change them. They haven't been challenged. And now all of a sudden you don't even have the luxury of like, I'm dating you, but we meet up, we eat dinner, we laugh, and then we go back to our stuff. And then maybe you'll spend the night a night. Mm-hmm. But it's like you are plucked up out of, you know, it's like moving to a new school. Everybody don't go to a new school good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what this show is. It puts a lot of strain on you as a person very quickly.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like Vincent is, he's pulling back some past stuff that he's struggling with that she didn't necessarily do. But she also don't be helping herself. Because sometimes she'd be doing this stuff and she'd be like, you're right, I do be doing annoying stuff.
It just sucks when she, or I feel empathy for her when you're, when she's really like, what I do?
No, this episode, this episode, I was with her.
Yeah, I like, felt bad for her.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I was like, nah, girl.
And let me clarify, I do not think Vinny was remedial or is remedial.
Oh, yeah, thank you. No, I don't either.
No, that was an example of
it's just an example.
I was just laughing because I haven't heard the word remedial in a long time.
But no, and that's what they used to put so many black boys in just because they weren't able to figure out a way to teach them. Wasn't that they weren't smart enough. But I know intelligence is not something, it's something I feel like is new that is praised in black guys as from young to adult, unless they are like brainiacs.
Yes.
So I just know from my own history, that was something I had to check early on, was you can't be making jokes because it's going to come off arrogant and it's going to come off like you're trying to call someone stupid, even if you just are trying to be jokey with.
I wasn't gifted and talented in elementary school, and I purposely got in trouble and got out of it because it was not cool to be smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it never was.
Okay, I'm just this. I'm the only black kid in here.
And you very clearly could have been.
Yeah, and I was just like, let me get in trouble so I can go back and like outshine the regular kids. Because of what Angel said, like girls, black and white, it was cool to be gifted and talented, but they had me playing the viola, and I was just like, nobody plays this.
We're siblings, yes.
You don't
the
play
viola.
The viola at I literally remember when I stopped playing the viola. The viola for real?
Yes, we both really played. I thought
this
he was lying to
the
me.
Same two people.
And I was like, first of all, if you're gonna play this, it's got to be the violin. The viola is just like a bigger version of that, but not big enough
were
to be a cello.
Were you guys in orchestra?
No, yeah. It was gifted and talented. It was like, oh, if smart kids, y'all gonna play.
You gonna play a string instrument? Yeah.
And I remember I took it to church and I was trying to play with shouted music.
Saxophone.
And I was like, Dad, do people play with this with shouted music? And he was like,
I was in regular.
No, not
band.
Typically. No. Nah, and I was like,
I'm gonna hit on something real quick.
I'm gonna put the resin in.
See, because my sister played the flute. I don't know, whatever. And I wanted to play an instrument. And my parents, y'all talk about me because my family had money. I'm going to tell you why they had money. Because they refused to spend it. I wasn't allowed to play a goddamn instrument because I was like, we ain't spending the money.
Is that your money story?
Yeah. Y'all always talking about, yeah, Marcus over here too good for us because his family had money.
I never said that.
He did.
Both of y'all. All three of y'all did.
I've said it.
Melissa said it. Marcus, I would never. We are close friends.
Definitely. But at my school, band was free. They issued the instrument to you for the school year.
Oh, you was on bass, though.
No, this is when, in Germany, I was in a military school. In Hawaii, I was in a public school.
And it was free there, too?
Yes. Well, first time I had to play for it was when we moved to Washington. I was like, what is this?
I mean, no, it was free. And like, I think there was a rental fee just to make sure you brought it back and you get the check back. But it was free. But if you wanted to, like, take extra lessons to actually be good, because the school only gets you to a certain level, and then the people that be like, they be taking the private lessons.
Only thing I got was that kazoo, and we had to do the Stevie Wonder song.
Oh yeah,
never the kazoo.
And I was like $3. So I was like, all right, here's your kazoo. There's a little blue plaque. Yeah.
What is the other? It's not the kazoo. It's the recorder. One. Though the notes on there are very similar to the saxophone.
Clarinet.
It's not the clarinet.
Oboe.
No.
You're not talking about the recorder?
I think I'm talking about the recorder.
The little cheap thing. Yes. That they teach all the kids with.
It looks like a clarinet, but
but you hold it down.
Yeah. I feel like everybody played that.
Yeah, the notes on there are very similar to the saxophone.
You didn't play the recorder?
I ain't played nothing.
Were you in any musical class?
No, I was in, what was I in?
Baby, I wasn't there.
Choir. I don't know. I did something.
Oh, you sing?
There was a bunch of girls in there, yeah.
You sing Tank?
A little bit. Not really.
Y'all be singing together?
Marcus does not like to listen to me sing at all.
Angel, look, I've
heard him say that a couple times.
Angel made me hate singing. Angel has absolutely
beautiful
voice.
But can he sing?
He can hear the notes and he can sing the notes.
Falsetto, I can get up there.
Why'd you say that?
Because it's a very specific thing. It's I don't believe it's like marketable. Like you don't want to put that.
See where she going?
No. I'm just saying you don't want to put it on the album. But he's not.
He's a choir.
Angel, Angel always says exactly what she means.
Yeah.
She finds a way to not be mean. I said, Angel, you think I can ask? She said, when you make good choices, they are chosen.
they are chosen.
I was like, thank you.
No,
but Angel, that's all they do. Her family, her friends, are they either singing or talking about singing?
Oh, that's Kev, too. I don't,
like,
I don't
nonstop.
Listen, we
and
were
anytime I hear singing, I'm like, stop it. Yeah, shut up.
Actually, that's the same for me. I used to actually say when Kev would sing and people would encourage him, don't feed the birds because then they come back. You know those signs when you're, when you're out in public and the signs say, don't feed the birds? That's what I would say.
So listen. I was getting gas in my car, right? I picked JoJo up from soccer practice. Door closed, windows closed, windy. So he knocks on the window, opens the door, and he goes, were you singing? And I was like, yeah. No, he says, what song were you singing? And I was like, Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, or whatever I was singing. He was like, I didn't even hear you singing. I didn't even see you.
Joey?
Yes. He said, I just knew you were probably singing. And I was like, dang. I thought you heard me and didn't know what song. He's like, nah, you just be singing. You really like singing, huh?
I like singing. I just don't let other people hear me sing.
Come on, Tank.
In my truck.
Runs.
Wood and brains.
And yeah.
Rusky and pain.
That's how he be doing.
I got guns.
You can't hide. I mean, he be.
Are your kids singy?
Sai sings in the shower.
Yeah.
And then little Marcus will let me coach him.
Marcus deserves $1,000 for being a good science boy.
It's so sweet.
It was such a sweet. He would just be.
He's so smiley.
Because I was afraid when that phone call came through. She's like, is this the parent of Marcus Tanksley? I was like, all right, we're going to have to throw away everything.
She said, throw, not punish. She said, I'm going to have to throw
away. But then
away
she did the same thing to me.
Yeah, I wanted you to feel what I felt.
She was like, this is exactly how she presented it. Because I'm like, I'm thinking, is he sick? She's like, so I need to tell Marcus something. And I don't know if I need to do it with you there or do you want to hear it now?
Oh, there's no way that's good news,
Angel.
Do we
do it together? I'm like...
There's no way that's good
news. Dude, and then she told me, like, fool, tell me now. Like, what are you? I was so mad.
And that's
like, even after we told him, I, like, was still coming down because I thought, like, something was seriously wrong. I was so mad at her.
Oh, that's so funny. Angel be acting. She
Angel
be practicing.
A menace.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to practice my acting skills.
There you go.
That wasn't
whatever.
Acting.
I was.
This is ignorant.
Whatever. You felt what I felt. But
yes.
Yeah, I got a good boy. But Ryan and Claire.
Yes. All right. Last couple. Ryan and Clara. What happened with them?
He likes to sit in the cold, dark, and go to bed early, and she likes.
Oh,
to go to
she's
bed
sexually
late.
Frustrated.
No, they didn't go.
She said that for
that's
the next episode.
Next episode.
Oh,
but that's what
didn't
we all
bring
caught
it up,
on.
Like earlier on in this episode.
No, I feel like she was trying to toe the line of what he wants to do. That's why I think it's going to happen. She's been trying to go along with what he says on all this stuff.
Yeah,
and I think in the next episode she's going to be like, "I'm not going to be doing this."
So wait, what happened with them?
Remember she saw his house and he had the broken cabinets?
Oh, right.
Oh, that boy's house. You could tell he, because he always talked about being a neat freak and talk
he
about how being
he
sloppy.
Was clean.
He ain't clean. Though. You could tell he grabbed all of that stuff off him counters and threw him inside.
He's
it.
Just straightened her up.
Who
like,
has,
he's not clean. Yes.
Who has cough syrup and glass in the same goddamn cabinet? Broken cabinet.
He had, the cabinet had cereal and napkins. It was fell over.
He was like, oh, the cameras is coming. Let me throw all this
man,
stuff up here.
Man, what's going on with that? He, I don't know about him and her.
I agree.
I don't know.
Really?
Man. I think she's trying really hard, and I feel like she's going to feel like I'm doing too much, and I'm going to stop.
They do have a lot of clashes, but I still think they might end up.
They're minimal in comparison to the other couples, but people have not stayed together for about these amount of
That's
things.
True. That's
you
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that I don't remember them this episode that
yeah,
much.
They had the least of the stuff.
Okay. I do think that they're going to make it. I think once they get over the because that's the only thing is the sex right now, right?
Well, Pastor Cal talked to him about he's never said I love anybody.
Yeah.
Because he was describing love as like a feeling. That was a good thing, I think, thought Pastor Cal
it
said.
It was.
Love is not a feeling, it's a
intellectual choice.
Choice and a commitment. And he was like, dang, I might have said I love you to somebody if I had it with that for reference. But they didn't really have nothing this episode.
Yeah.
I'm still mad at Pastor Cal when he was sitting there with Paige. Like, this is partially his fault, too.
This is the only time they've ever, the experts have been like.
They normally fight for the marriages, and he was like, nah, girl, you need to get up out of here.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, I don't remember anything for Clara and Ryan. I do think they're did you have anything for them?
No, but I do agree with Kevin. I don't know about them making it. For some reason, I don't know if Ryan is actually into her.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one reason why he really wants to take it slow. I think he's conservative as well. But I don't know. There's something about, it doesn't feel like he's really connecting with her the way she feels a connection with him. Even in their confessionals, it doesn't feel like he has like a lot to say about her.
He just seems to be going along with it. Going along with the process, but not necessarily growing.
I don't think so.
Or making choices or commitments.
I don't think she's his person, as they say. And I think that's one reason why he is going super slow.
You think it's the camera thing too?
That he's acting a certain way in front of the camera?
Or just because it's a show, it's like
he looks like he might go slow with all his relationships.
I would say that
if
maybe
never told him, I know you love them.
He might, yes, if he's never said it, he's loved anybody.
At this age?
Good point, yeah.
And having multiple year relationships? Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, because usually, you know, 3-4 months in, it's like, love you too.
A year or two relationship, that's unusual, I would say.
Yeah.
To be with somebody 2 or 3 years and you ain't never been like,
yeah,
I
3 years,
love you.
You ain't telling them you love them. That's a lot.
You just be like, another good year.
I like seeing you.
It's just a weird thing.
I don't think she's going to be able to take it. She seems like she is like a passionate person.
Yes.
And he's not bringing any of that
passion. Even if to a fault. Like, we're going to go in, we're going to do this all the way. Yeah. Which I said at the beginning with her, I think you got to have that approach for this experiment to work.
I agree.
And when one person does and the other person does it, it don't be working.
It doesn't work. This is not a logical thing to do. So sometimes trying to approach it with too much like slow logic, you might
like a traditional relationship.
Yeah, I say it's not.
It is not traditional, man.
You are now married to a stranger.
Right.
Can you imagine just meeting Angel and then being married to her now and got a side in 8 weeks?
Yeah, no, we definitely wouldn't have made it.
We would have definitely had a lot of. Marcus has a very strong personality that if you're not ready for it,
I'm the strong personality.
You are. It's like ginger or something. It's like something really potent.
Ain't there something?
Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode of Married at First. I mean, today's episode of The Bald and the Beautiful.
Yes. Are you going to tell them that we have something special or no?
What do we have? The podcast?
But we have a special.
So when this drops on Monday, we were doing an interview with Dr. Viviana for Married at First Sight, the three, possibly four. You got three and a possible? Three and a possible.
Man, it's work. I'm going to be there.
Okay. Stay tuned for that. I'm actually really excited because,
Instagram.
Dr. Viviana.
It ain't that.
I really think it is. I don't know her last name, though. All right. Anyways, thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.